So just your thoughts on the Bengals and what you've seen on film so far from them?
Well, you know, obviously off to a tremendous start. The thing that's, you know, been so impressive to me is just, you know, how well they're playing as a team in crunch time. You know, been in a lot of close games and, you know, making the big plays in the fourth quarter to win games. And, you know, that's what this league is about. I mean, there's so many close football games, and, you know, usually comes down to two or three plays, and they've been making them. So been very impressed and what they're doing in all three phases.
I assume that every week Andre gets a lot of attention from defensive secondaries. What is it about him that allows him to continue to do what he does?
Well, I mean, he is a tremendous player, and obviously probably the biggest thing is we're able to do a lot with him because he's also very sharp from a standpoint of just, you know, football and scheme, and so we can move him around and not just sit him stagnant in one place. So I think that's a big help, but you know, he's like I say, he's a fine player, a heck of a person, and we, you know, we've got some good compliments to go with him, so it obviously helps.
Just first half against Arizona, you guys seem to struggle a little bit and then come back. What was the slow start attributed to?
You know, we've kind of been starting slow all year, really, but obviously that was the slowest of the slow, I guess I should say. We struggled on third downs offensively in the first half. We were 0-for-6, so when you're doing that, you know, you're not staying on the field. They had our defense out there a long time. And, you know, obviously they dominated the first half. You know, we were able to come back and play very well on both sides of the ball in the second half. But, you know, they made a couple plays there at the end that ended up being the difference, and then we did.
Is one of your focuses right now to get the running game going a little more consistently?
Yeah, obviously, you know, obviously we have not run the ball very well. You know, it's something that we, you know, I feel very committed to. I think it's important to winning in this league. That running the football and stopping the run usually go with winning in the National Football League. So, you know, we're way behind from that standpoint where we're at right now this year compared to last, but, you know, we just got to keep working at it, stay committed to it, and find a way to do it better.
Last year, you were fortunate to keep your offensive line intact. How much do you think some of the injuries this year have played into that?
Well, it started in training camp, and you know, regardless, you know, you got to work through those things. But you know, we lost Chester. We didn't have Chester the whole training camp, and then we ended up losing him in week two. So that's something we're working through. We didn't have our center the whole training camp, and got him back for the opener. So it kind of started way back in camp, and then now obviously we lost our two starting guards. But, you know, that's part of this league, and, you know, you can't sit around and feel sorry for yourself. You got to plug the next guy in and go to work and expect him to do a job. So that's where we're at. You know, we got a long way to go. We got a couple of young players going to be playing in there, but, you know, I'm expecting them to hold their own.
You guys had Cedric Benson in during free agency in March. What appealed to you guys about him then, and was it a case of just stuff not working out?
Well, obviously, the same thing that appealed to a lot of people. I mean, he's a fine player. He played very well for y'all the previous year, and you know, we had a lot of respect for his game. We had some concerns about Chris Brown on our behalf here. He had been injury, you know, prone throughout his first year with us, and basically missed the whole year. So we're trying to make some decisions right there with our football team, but no, we thought he's a hell of a player, and, you know, that's free agency. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, and obviously it's worked out well for y'all. He's playing extremely well.
How's Connor Barwin been playing for you?
You know, he's getting better every week. He's very athletic. We do a lot of things with him. He's getting better on special teams. He's a fine young man. I mean, just a great kid. You know, what's his second year as a defensive football player? I think the arrow's pointing up, and it's only going to get better because he just, you know, hasn't played a lot of defensive football when you think about it. But we're really excited about him and his progress and his future.
How much is he learning backing up Mario Williams?
Well, he's learning a great deal. You know, obviously, size-wise, two totally different people. But, you know, Mario's a worker. You know, he's a real, real pro in how he goes about his business. So that's good for Connor to see on a daily basis. But Connor's held his own. I mean, he's a very professional, fine young man. We've been very pleased to get him.
You obviously had your way with the Bengals last year. So far, what you've seen on tape of them this year, how different of a team are they from what you faced last year?
Well, I think they're totally different. I mean, obviously it starts with the leader, and Carson, I think, is one of the top quarterbacks in the game. And when he's been healthy, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, he's as good as there is. And the way they're running the ball, I think their linebacking core is the best I've seen on film this year that we've, played against. And, up front, they've been very active, tremendous in the sack department. So, Marvin's got them playing extremely well. They look like they're playing with a lot of confidence as a team. And then the returner, Cosby's making a lot of big plays for him. So, they're just a well-rounded football team, like I said, that's really making a lot of plays in crunch time. And it's a totally different team than we faced last year.
In terms of their secondary, have you seen anything that they're doing different? Because they've been shutting out top receivers lately.
Well, I think it starts up front. They've been playing so well up front and making people get rid of the ball extremely fast. And, if you sit back there and hold it against them, you're going to go down. I mean, bad things are going to happen. So, usually the back ends, benefit from what's going on up front. And to me, their front seven is playing extremely well. And that equates to them all playing well. So, I just think it's the group. The group's playing extremely well.
How about Matt Shaw's play so far?
Well, he's put up some good numbers. We've thrown the ball a great deal because we struggle with the run game. So, numbers-wise, he's doing very well. But, we got a few turnovers we got to eliminate. And, playing that position in this league is about winning. So, we got to find a way to make some of these plays at the end of the game to get that done. And, that's something we haven't done here in a couple of these outings.
Okay. Well,
thanks,
Gary.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
You too.